In Perek Aleph Mishnah Hay, in my print, it's page Mem. In yours, it's what, about Lamed Ches or so, I believe. What page is it, Chaim?
Mem Gimel.
Yours is, okay. Yaisi ben Yechiron, Ishi Rishalayim. Tell us on Jerusalem. Advice, which of course has something to do with giving donations, as always. The first statement is, Yehi Beischa Pesuach L'Ravacha. And I need an explanation. Literally, your house should be open to plenty. So we'll see how he explains that. And you should invite the poor people to be in the family. And don't talk to women too often, too much. That includes your own wife. If you talk too much to women, you cause problems. And it causes a bit of Torah, and it leads a person down the wrong path to socialize with women too much. There's a milsad b'dichasa that Chassidim say. There's a saying in the Gemara, "Stam va'achakach machloikis ein alocha kestam." Now, really, what that means is, if you have two mishnayos, one mishnah rules, and a later mishnah has an achloikis. So we don't rule like the Stam. So there's a line, I don't remember which rabbi it's attributed to. He asked him, you know, how do you talk so much to your wife? The Mishnah says that, it says that you shouldn't talk to your wife too much. So he said he finds, when he doesn't talk to his wife, he ends up having a machloikis with her. So Stam v'achach machloikis, ain't alochikistam. That was his line. Right, but let's see what Reb Chaim Volozhiner does with this. And he takes them, we're going to learn one piece at a time. He has a novel interpretation of the Mishnah. And God willing, I'd like to show you how it fits with something Reb Chaim Volozhiner has as a general style. First, let's learn what he says. You should have your home open to having plenty. Now, who doesn't have his home open to having plenty? Everybody would like to have plenty of everything good. So he explains. Hine. Teva ha-tzedakah shema asheres. Now, I'll try to point out soon why that's a very important statement. He says it's the nature of giving tzedakah that it makes a person wealthy. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying that it's not schar v'einish. It's not pshat. If you give tzedakah, God will give you a reward. Because really, there's no reward in this world. There's limited reward in this world. So he's saying, and this is what we'll try to understand, that it's the nature of tzedakah to make a person wealthy. Kamaisha Amru. Melech mamoin chaser. Melech means literally salt. It means preservatives. To preserve money, give some away. Chaser. Bami lo chesed. Some have a girsa. To preserve your money, do kindness. V'minkeinza murgel shokail. People don't sense that it's a natural consequence of giving tzedakah that you have more money. He challenges you. Every generation, one can observe that it's so. Plant for yourself for tzedakah and reap according to the kindness. What does that mean? When a person plants, what does he do? He takes perfectly good wheat and throws it into the mud, throws it into the earth. Will the planter say, woe to me because I'm nuts, and I don't understand. I'm taking the kernels of wheat for which I worked hard, to throw it into the earth, chita, saira, and wheat or barley to throw it into the earth. Kivin sheba emes ulaharvacha. He's not nuts. He's doing it because he's going to make a profit. Machnas kima moitzi harve. You put a smaller amount of wheat into the earth and you harvest a lot. Mefazer chita maat v'naisim ein harve. So he says that's what the pasuk means in Hashem. Such a beautiful taich. Zerei alachem v'tzedaka, plant for tzedakah, just like when you plant wheat, you sacrifice for a future gain. When you give tzedakah, you give up for a future gain. Kenadav ben Yisriyas tzedakah nira mechasamai. So he looks like he's giving away his money. He's planting to gain much from what sprouts. The first of your dough, you should give to the kayin and yach bracha al beisach to bring a blessing to yach. We had in last week's parashah ishes kedoshav lo yiyu pirish. Now they darshan. She'einam noisnam. If someone has kachim, knows he has meiser and truma, he doesn't give it to the kayin. Yashirim like keeps it for himself. Kedoshav lo yiyu pirish. Ya'ani v'yikabel meisa ani. He'll end up having to collect meisa ani. Vashitim l'kayin lo yiyu. If you give it to the kayin like you're supposed to, lo yiyu. Yiyu is spelled yiyu. Ksiv kan yiyu behev lo yibavav. Pirish yiyu lo yiharbe. He'll gain much. So he's saying here that the giving of tzedakah is a natural reason for a person to make additional money. That's the chiddush that he's saying. I'd like to explain a little how this is sort of a lishitasi. Now, he's going to explain momentarily, Yehei beischa pasuach l'ravacha. Open your house to poor people, to guests, liravacha, so that you will become wealthy. Now this Ruach Chaim brings to mind a Nefesh Achayim, which is part of his famous, but the Lumdis is not so famous. There's an idea that we don't do mitzvahs l'kabel schar. We do mitzvahs because God said to do it. And yet we find in a few places, such as in Tzedakah, Aser b'shiyosha tesasher. Give Tzedakah so you should become wealthy. B'chanuni nabazai, test me with this. So what Chaim Volozhin is saying here is similar to something he says in Nefesh HaChaim. In Nefesh HaChaim he explains the idea which the Gemara says in the beginning of Chulin, what Chaim Volozhin calls a segula niflaa. It's known in the Litvish Welt that Chaim Volozhin is segula. Now Chaim Volozhin did not come from a school of schoolists. You know, he was from the real, the Gross Talmud. And he has the well-known segula that if a person walks and concentrates on Ein Oid Milvadai, he thinks that that it's a shmira, which is a gemara. The gemara says that Rav Chanina was being threatened by kshafim, by sorcerers, and he said ein oid milvadai. So that if one concentrates on ein milvadai, then he has a shmira. Now that sounds like a skula. Think about it, you'll have a shmira. So Chaim Volozhin explains that it's not. He says there's a rule. He's referring to Amar Nevuchim. The Rambam says the rule of Hashkacha Pratis is that the more a person thinks of God, so to speak, the more God thinks of him. The more a person is mechashiv in his mind the existence of a Bayrei Olam, so it's reciprocal. That's the way human beings have the law also. Someone cares about you, you care about them. So the Rambam says, and Chaim Volozhin brings this, that you want to have a shkocha pratis, connect to God. If you have a person, now this is Namar Nevuchim twice. It's one in the beginning, once in the beginning, and once in Paragimel, in Chela Gimel. He says the following. He says that Hashem's the concept of hashkocha klolus, which is the Rambam and the Ramban both agree that there is a certain amount of nature in the sense that Hashem, the Bez Shomayla, doesn't sit and decide which leaf will fall off a tree, or which ant will be stepped on by a walking person. The Rambam holds that way. Maybe also, you know, in the Chassidish world. What? The world doesn't talk that way, but you know something, the world holds that way. Very few people really think that each leaf that falls off a tree is Bashkocha Pratis. Or each fish in the depths of the ocean that eats another fish. The Rambam and the Ramban both say, and I don't know a Rishon that disagrees, that this Hashkocha Klolus, meaning Hashem created nature, and certain things happen naturally. Where is Hashkocha Pratis? Hashkocha Pratis is by those who recognize God. He doesn't say Jew or non-Jew. He says a person has Hashkocha Pratis to the degree that he connects himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, like he says here, it's in the Teva HaBriya. Because it's not Schar V'Einish, it's not a Schar. If you concentrate on God, so God will, it's not. It's in the nature of the Briya. That if I think of another human being, he thinks of me. I'm close to the king looks after me. So God deals the same way. The more a person thinks about the Rabbeinu Shalom, the more the Rabbeinu Shalom thinks about the person. And the more there's Ashgacha Pratis. So that, let's say it's within nature that leaves are going to fall. But you have a person who's a tremendous Yirei Shemayim, and he doesn't want to spend his time sweeping his leaves in front of his house, you know, in the fall. He wants to go to Beis Medrash. So, you know, God will take care of his leaves. You know, where they'll go, I don't know. But, you know, God will take care of his leaves. You know, they're going to, they'll wilt on the tree or something. I don't know. You know, God doesn't need my plan. But you think of the Rabbi Shalom thinks of you.
That's, not necessarily, that doesn't necessarily mean that Hashem will think of you for good.
Only for good.
Only for good?
Only for good. If you, he'll protect you. The schar of thinking of the Rabbi Shalom is that nothing will happen to you by chance. Whatever happens to you is with cheshbon.
But the Rabbi Shalom's good. Goodness might not be the same as what you think goodness is.
It's true. It's true. There are times that it might be good for a person to be tested. It's not what we choose, but it's true. But anyway, this is the idea. The idea. Now, Rabbi Shulman was smiling when I said it because it's known that the Baal Shem Tov disagreed with this. However, the story they say, the name of the Baal Shem Tov, is the following: that someone, the Baal Shem Tov told someone, it's not true. Every leaf falls with a plan. So someone challenged him. He said, "You see that leaf fell? What's the plan?" So he took him over to the leaf and he showed him the leaf fell on top of a worm that was dying of heat. And the shade saved the worm, and this worm is going to, I don't know what he's going to do. So that was the story. Now, if you look at it that way, so it's not really a machlaikis. If that worm will ultimately help someone who deserves Hashgacha Pratis, so it's not a contradiction to the Rambam. The Rambam agrees that if a falling leaf is going to affect someone who has Hashgacha Pratis, that it falls only with Hashgacha Pratis. The question is whether you can believe that all, how many million leaves are there in New York City, you know, that, and it is that way.
The middle of the fire is nothing.
The Amazon. Anyway, this, my point is, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains that there's no schar and onish in this world. There are certain things that are a consequence, cause and effect. And that's how he explains this ein lo mavadai. It's cause and effect. You concentrate on God, God concentrates on it. He says the same thing here. The words teva hatzedakah shema asheres is a chiddush, because I would understand it's schar. It's schar that a person gets. So Chavo says no. It's teva hatzedakah shema asheres. It's in the nature of the bria that one who gives gets it. And even though you don't feel it all the time, but if you look around, you'll see bali tzedakah do well generally, exceptions happen in general. I think so. I think what he's saying. Well, Shulchan Aruch first of all says to give chaimish. It says. Not exactly, but. He's talking in general that you should. Chesed is not only the amount of money you give. It's the chesed with which you give it. You have a home that's open. A person comes in into your house and eats, and the food could cost $2, but it's a chesed. So he's saying is that chesed takes care of. Now I can't resist. One of my pet I can't say peeves. I have no tinnitus, but one of my pet points that I think the world missed is that a shin and a sin are different letters. They just look the same. A sin and a shin are never mischalif. You never find the same word with a shin and a sin. Sin and a samach sometimes are. But when it says aser, aser taser, so the Velt says, aser b'shvil shetis asher. Give maisis, you should become wealthy. Right? Everyone heard that. Rabbeinu Bachya, there in Re'e, I think, Parashas Re'e, says, no, it's not aser b'shvil shetis asher. Give maisis, you should become wealthy. A sin and a shin are different letters. He says it's aser, give meiser, b'shvil shetis aser, so you should be able to give more and more meiser. The idea is the same. But the idea is, if I appoint someone to take care of my tzedakah funds, and he does a good job, I'll give him more tzedakah funds to distribute. So aser, b'shvil shetis aser, give meiser, so that you should, in the future, give more and more meiser. So he's saying that your home should be open. I find when Eretz Yisrael Dikei Yidden come to my door, so I don't give them a whole lot of money, but I offer them a drink, offer them a bathroom. You know, people go door to door, they're ashamed to ask for a bathroom. I offer them a drink, a bathroom. Sometimes they say, I don't need. But at least half the time, they're interested. One or the other or both. So that doesn't cost me more for my meiser money. I don't deduct a cup of orange juice for my meiser money. But it's a chesed. You know, it says, Einat tzedaka mishtalemes, ela lefi hachesed shabai. The schar of tzedaka is according to the chesed. That's there. So, melach moment, you want to preserve your money? Do chesed, you know, you have to look. So that's his taich of Yehei Beischa Pesuach Revacha. Open your house to become, wealthy, but open your house to have plenty. How? By opening your house to Yehani and B'nei Beischa. Let's learn the next paragraph. Hine Yoisa Niflas, Zriyas HaTzedaka, Mizriyas HaTfor. It's more incredible planting tzedaka than planting wheat. Ki Sham Hazera Nirkav Olav Yatzis Perech. When you plant, the seed you plant rots, and then it sprouts. Even the money you give, it's not like putting a seed in the ground and it rots. The money that you give the Ani, it's stored in heaven in your bank account. Like King Munvaz said, Ani goznasti la'atzmi. They asked Munvaz why his father and his grandfather were kings. They filled up warehouses of treasure, and he didn't. He says, what do you mean I did fill up warehouses of treasure? Just I did it upstairs. Hey, they were going this for their children, I'm going this for me. They put it in a place where it can be plundered. I put it in a place where it can't be plundered. So the money you give away is stored for Olam Haba. The harvest of your planting, nobody lives forever. Even if you have wealth in this world, you leave it to others. The money that's planted and put upstairs is worth more than the harvesting. The opposite of when you plant, which you plant rots, and you get a benefit. What you plant stays for yourself. It's your tzedakah. She has real lechem v'loy lazar. The kids' room and harvest. Haynu ha'ishem zelafi chesed. V'loy amru lechem k'may gabe Yisriya. By Yisriya it's a ziru lechem l'tzedakah. Because that's upstairs, you'll get it. But by the harvest, doesn't say you. Ki ein avade lechem. V'yitachem zelafarish. L'fi chesed haynu k'fisha tisku yakzira im lechem l'mlai. Not a person amasses wealth. It might be his, it might be his children's, it might be someone else's. So we learned the first part of the Mishnah. Open your house to be to plenty, that is by the giving of tzedakah. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow night, the next part of the Mishnah.